come from Irish immigrants, black slaves, immigrants from Asia.
It's time to talk money.
The three congressmen you have here, two of them look like they could, they really could and did play ball, and the other one looks like he could bomb you.
The Financial Guys Radio Show.
Putin may circle Kyiv with tanks, but he'll never gain the hearts and souls of the Iranian people.
Here are the Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
All right, welcome back, everybody, on a long Independence Day weekend. Happy Independence Day, 4th of July, to everybody out there. I hope everyone's enjoying the beautiful weather in Western New York. It's nice, very nice. But anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. We're going to jump all over the board. We're going to talk about the economy a little bit. We're going to talk about a little bit about Western New York, actually, a couple of interviews this past week. We may touch on some of the Supreme Court decisions. They just keep racking in now. Then that newest one with the EPA.
I know. Winning. We'll
talk about that.
Winning.
And, you know, honestly, a lot of these decisions, not to get off on a tangent too early, but, you know, they're
common sense.
Yeah, they're simply the right things. You know, yeah. I'm going to keep an eye on that clock there. Let's take the abortion thing, right? You know, from a constitutional standpoint, whether you agree with abortion or don't agree with abortion, okay? Let's say we all agree with the Constitution.
Send it back to the states.
You send it back to the states, right?
Let them make the decision.
The courts were never designed to be the legislative branch. And unfortunately, in the 1970s especially, we had a court that decided they were going to legislate from the bench. And they made stuff up. You know, a constitutional right, mm-hmm. Add that in without, constitutional amendments. And there's a process for that. If you want to add it in, add it in. But the reality of it is they kicked it back to the states. That's the right place for it to go.
Doesn't change at all. So the liars in New York, the Kathy Hochuls of the world, that things have changed in New York. Nothing has changed. By the way, I was going to go to an interview the other day. There was a My Body, My Choice rally downtown. But I was going to go there and interview.
Vax only.
I was just going to say, I wasn't vaccinated, so I couldn't make it. These people
it's
are
unreal.
Just, they're absolute clowns.
It's unreal.
They're absolute clowns.
You can't
it's
make
the
that
same
up.
Exact people that My Body, My Choice, and they were the same exact people that said Your Body, My Choice just a few months ago.
Honest to God.
Yeah, same exact.
You cannot make this up. On the flyer, it literally says vaccination, proof of vaccination required.
Yeah. I mean, unreal. My Body, My Choice. Now it's Your Body, My Choice. Right. It's an absolute joke. And it is the exact same people.
Yeah,
same people.
I've got some other sound quotes, sound clips today as well that we will play. This was what our very own Western New York Erie County Executive Mark Poloncar said. In 8 days, the Supreme Court has reduced the state's ability to keep a state from gun violence, stripped a woman's right to choose what to do with her body, and says the EPA has no right to try to prevent global environmental catastrophe from climate change. Just hideous. Now, Mark, he can't be this dumb, right? I mean, I guess he could be.
Yeah.
But look, everybody realizes, first of all, giving the people the ability to not have their concealed carry permit application held up for BS reasons depriving some of the ability. I can tell you, there's no criminals out there that are applying to the county for a concealed carry permit. Okay?
Does he really believe that? Are they that dumb? Are they that dumb? It's something like 93% of all crimes committed with a gun are done illegally, with legal guns.
It's crazy.
Right?
But to say that, oh my God, suddenly now this is going to increase gun violence.
Yeah.
I mean, while you have something like bail reform in this state. I mean, seriously. And then they go on and say, and they stripped a woman's right to choose. That's not what the Supreme Court did. The Supreme Court said this is a legislative issue to be decided by the voters at the ballot box. And in the state legislatures,
right? I mean, in the state that they live. And by the way, in this state, Mark, zero has changed.
Zero.
Nothing has changed. Not one thing has changed.
Now, when it comes to
you can be honest with people. I know the people voting for you are not that bright.
Right.
You should be honest with them.
Right.
Nothing has changed.
And when it comes to the EPA, our founding fathers clearly intended for our legislative branch of the federal government to be the rulemaking and the lawmaking body, right? Yeah. And they specifically warned about delegating those powers to unelected bureaucrats and unelected bureaucracies like the EPA, who are accountable to no one. So again, a correct decision, taking power away from an unelected agency that shouldn't have had that kind of power to begin with, yeah. Right? This is pretty obvious to me. But anyway.
Well, the EPA, what exactly has the EPA done to protect
They turned that Colorado River orange.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
That's right.
That was good.
Yep.
They did that. Yep. What else did they do? They did some humdingers. They
I've been saying this for forever. If what they were doing was a direct result in helping clean up the environment, they would have a way better argument with me on what they're doing. So, for instance, and I've said this, look at ExxonMobil. We're going to give you federal land to drill. We're going to give you permits, but we are requiring you to plant 500,000 trees. Okay, that's a direct link between what they're taking away and what they're doing. That's not what they do, though.
Almost
they do
like
this carbon credit garbage.
Right, exactly.
Right? And then the carbon credit garbage ends up in the pockets of the Clintons, the Obamas, the Al Gores of the world. They haven't planted a tree.
No.
Again, if there was a direct link, hey, look, here is what we did. And by the way, the best thing to do for the environment is to plant trees. No, we know that they're healthy for the economy or the world. They clean up things. They look nice. But that's not what they're doing. They're not. They don't plant one tree. Not one.
Right.
Not one.
Right. But if it was a direct link, then they would be. Why would they bother? Right.
Right.
The whole idea now with our federal bureaucracy is to steal your money.
Yeah.
This is the whole idea. Right. If the EPA came out and said to ExxonMobil, you need to plant these trees, there wouldn't be.
An agency?
A middleman. Yeah.
An agency?
There wouldn't be a middleman
monster?
Pilfering off the top, right? There wouldn't be layers upon layers of administrators and cousins and uncles and brothers and all these extra layers. Remember all the when they say, well, we're going to have to lay off non-essential workers. Non-essential workers can stay home. In private business, there is no such thing as non-essential workers, right? Unless you have the kindness out of your heart to give your own brother-in-law a job, that's on you, that's fine. But when it comes to federal tax dollars, we have all kinds of useless workers out there that don't actually do anything, right? Paper pushers, reports. There was a story I heard. This was a great story. I wish I could find it. But it sums up, you know, big corporate and big bureaucracies. It was one of the hedge fund managers. I think the guy moved his whole hedge fund to Florida. I can't remember the guy's name. Mm. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't remember.
He's a billionaire, right?
Yeah.
He was talking
about. He had
about,
70 employees. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. He had like 100 employees. He offered all of them to move. Half of them moved. Anyway, I think it was him. It may have been somebody else. But here's the story, right? This guy he's a billionaire. He bought a company, right? So he buys this company, he's got great cash flow, everything else. Can't figure out why they're not turning a profit, though, with all the cash flow they're making. So he goes to the New York City headquarters, and he starts talking to, you know, they've got 7 floors in New York City, right? 7 floors of people in New York. He's going up and down each floor, talking to all these people.
What do you do?
What do you do? Right? Well, he spent like a week there. He goes, honestly, God, I couldn't figure out what they did. I had no idea what these people did. All they kept telling me was, don't go talk to the Tennessee folks because they don't know what they're doing. They need us, right? So he goes, first thing I did when they told me that, I was like, I got on a plane, I flew to Tennessee. And I talked to the manager. And I said to the manager there, I was managing that plan. I said, what do you need to be more productive? He goes, it's not what I need. He goes, it's what I need to stop doing. He goes, well, what do I need to stop doing? What do you need not to do? He goes, well, I spend my whole job now, along with those 6 people over there, all we do is provide reports to those clowns in New York City that don't do anything, right? If I didn't have to fill out all these reports and all this paperwork on all the different things, he's, I got to keep track of minute by minute every single day. So these people, I don't even know what they do. So the guy goes back to New York. He fired all 7 floors. He promoted the guy in Tennessee to the head of the organization, and he turned this thing into like 5 times what it was worth and turned an immediate cash flow. The reality of it is, in our bureaucracies in the federal government, we have 7 floors. We have 70,000 floors
of
non-essential workers that nobody knows what they're doing. They're filing reports. This report's got to go to this person. Why? Where does it go? It goes in the drawer. Who looks at it? Nobody looks at it, right? I honestly hope to God that President Trump gets a third opportunity to win an election and becomes the president again, because I hope if he is able to do that, I hope what he does is he turns around, he brings in all his business people, and he starts to slash.
Yeah.
Right now, private sector
didn't
is
do that,
dying
by
for
way.
People. No, he didn't
he
do
did
that.
He did not do that. And it was one of the – and by the way, we're not making this up saying, oh, we're looking back. We said that from day one. He talked about draining the swamp. Right. He didn't drain the swamp. The swamp is still there. And
absolutely.
It stinks and it's smelly
and
it's full
worse.
Of people like Dr. Fauci.
Uh-huh.
And those agencies need to be right. dismantled.
How even is that? See, he could have fired Dr. Fauci. And that one thing would have gone so far. We got to take a quick break. Huge. We'll talk more about this on the other side. We're going to get to some economics and money as well. May open the phone lines. We'll see. If needed throughout the week, of course, 833-FIN-GUYS. We'll be right back. You've got the Financial Guys here on the Financial Guys Media Network.
You're listening to the Financial Guys. Here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
All righty, welcome back. Sorry to cut you off there, Mike. We were a little bit long in the break. Didn't want to go too long there. And you know, obviously, I sometimes with the clock, I just ignore it. We just go right mm-hmm. out there. Anyhow, we were talking about some of these bureaucracies and President Trump and his failure in a lot of ways to cut government spending, to cut the size of government at a time we're dying for workers. Now, the private sector is still dying for workers, right? We have two available jobs for every one person looking. Mm. And this state still has, 26 weeks of unemployment? How is that even possible?
On the podcast earlier this week, and by the way, if you want more of the Financial Guys, go to our website, thefinancialguys.com, for all our—we're on iHeartRadio, all the major places you can find a podcast. But we talked this week about the swimming pools in mm-hmm. City of Buffalo. And they are not opening, which is just that is a huge eyesore, just a huge stain on the city of Buffalo's.
Again.
Yeah.
Again.
And so, well, you'd say, well, why are they not, like, they can't find lifeguards. Where could we possibly find lifeguards? Well, I got an idea. This is going to be a little bit radical. 30-something percent of the city of Buffalo is either on welfare or unemployment. 30-something percent.
30, a third.
30, one-third. So you drive around the city, one out of every three people that live
crazy.
In the city of Buffalo are either on welfare or unemployment. And they can't find anybody to be a lifeguard. Right. What could we possibly do? I don't know. Here's an idea. Maybe we cut their benefits and ask them to get a job.
Right. So the unemployment in this state should be no more than 13 weeks. It should be 13 days, folks.
Yeah.
If you lose your job, you got 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That's what it should be.
That's what
it used to be.
And the endless welfare is just crushing.
Yeah.
Crushing this state.
Well, last
it's crushed
year.
It. By the way, they're trying to change the name of the east side.
Oh, I love this.
Yes.
So this is the best
the east
plan.
Of, well, it was the east, instead of the east side of Buffalo,
it's
we're going
east
to
Buffalo.
East Buffalo now.
East
yeah.
Buffalo,
yeah.
Like North Buffalo. So
oh, that'll change
North
it.
Buffalo,
oh.
It wasn't fair to call it the east side or the west side. So because North Buffalo sounds so much better.
The minute you
so
change
now it's
it.
Going to be North Buffalo, East Buffalo and West Buffalo, because the east side was apparently discriminatory. Mm. So I'm listening.
The minute though you change that, you know the crackheads are going to go. I'm signing up for a trade school.
Absolutely,
this is great.
Immediately,
this is my future.
I'm sure the graduation rates will go right up.
Oh yeah,
right up. Those 18 kids that were moving up from middle school to high school
out of the 85,
out of the 85 next year, that will be 26.
Oh, easy,
right?
Easy.
I mean, I hate to say it, folks, but when you spend any time anywhere else, like I spend a lot of time in Florida now, right? And you listen to Florida radio or you, even if you just travel, like I used to travel a lot around the country for business and meet with different offices and whatnot. And you get a chance to listen to different radio in different places. It's amazing when you come back to Western New York and you turn on the radio here and what you hear is, well, we created this problem with the Skyway. How are we going to fix it? You're never going to fix it.
No.
We created this problem with the Peace Bridge. We still don't have a new Peace Bridge, right? So I turn on BEN.
The only way the Peace Bridge gets fixed is if it actually starts to fall over.
That's it.
It's going to be an emergency plan.
That's right.
Where they're going to have to beg the federal government to patch it up.
Right.
Yep.
They'll rush something that's, if they just had the time, they could have done this great, beautiful signature span.
Yeah.
But because it actually halfway fell into the river and it's an emergency, we have to do something that just patched. This is the typical, though. And so I tune on WBEN the other morning, and I get to hear all of our illustrious politicians, right? I hear Byron Brown talking about change, his big idea. This is the big idea, folks. This is what they got, okay? This is what they got to revive Buffalo. Now, Buffalo, again, just had a middle school that 18 out of 80-some-odd kids graduated and moved to the next level, right?
Should be the priority. Actually fixing it, though.
Absolutely.
Not calling people racist who want to get involved
to
help.
No.
Actually fixing it.
So, that's, instead of fixing that, here's their big ideas. We're going to change the east side. We're going to now start to call it East Buffalo. And good for oh boy, the morning show asked a question.
Oh, Brian.
Yeah, Brian. Yeah, sorry, Brian.
Mazurowski.
Good for Brian. For he asked a follow-up question. Is changing the name really going to actually do anything?
Is that really?
No. So good question, Brian. Nice work. And of course, Byron didn't have an answer to that. Well, it's a start. I'm sure it is, right? So then comes Higgins. Now along comes Brian Higgins, Mr. Genius, right? Mr. Wizard of Smart, who never found a desk he didn't like to hide underneath. Here he comes, right? So now his big idea is we messed up the Kensington Expressway. Again, another mess up, another government screw up, according to them. We screwed this up. So now I want to fix it. I want big government to fix it. Brian, you're never going to fix it, okay? Their big idea, cover it up. Cover it up.
$1 billion.
Make it a giant tunnel.
$1 billion.
$1 billion because, you know, that's what caused the East Side Ghetto. That, honest to God, is what he said. Yeah, because we separated these two communities
that was
with
it.
This
that
expressway.
One road. That one road.
It destroyed. Yeah. Now, mind you, there's all kinds of bridges that go over the 33 that you can walk back and forth on. Yeah. That is absolutely not what hurt the city of Buffalo. You know what hurt the city of Buffalo? Massive amounts of welfare. That's what hurts. You know what else hurts the city of Buffalo? The soft bigotry of low expectations. That's what hurts people in Buffalo, right? Oh, don't worry. We'll just lower your test scores because you can't get... Oh, we know that your home life is bad, so we're just going to pass you on. That's great. Oh, we're going to give you a diploma. Yeah. It doesn't matter that you have a third grade reading and a second grade math skill.
Everyone gets
right?
a trophy here.
Right?
Everyone
right?
gets a trophy.
That doesn't
here.
Help anybody. That's not going to fix Buffalo or Rochester or Syracuse or Albany or New York City. That's not going to work. But these are the best ideas that our politicians and leadership in Western New York have. That's all they got, folks. There's no talk about trade schools, to your point, Mike.
No.
There's no talk about job-ready programs.
Actually fixing the schools that are there.
Fixing the education system.
There was one guy that was honest when talking about fixing it. That was Carl Palladino, and they called him a racist. They said, he's a racist. Okay,
right.
Well, guess what?
Right.
You got what you got, and you know, the same exact results were, how many years has Carl been out of school board now? Five, six, seven, something like that?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
How's everything working out? You got him out. You got him out.
Yep.
You got that racist guy out of there. How's it working out? Well, clearly not good, right? When 18 out of 85 kids move on, and then you've got to actually talk about, well, the 18 that actually moved on, were they supposed to move on? Should they? What level are they really at, right?
Right. I tell you what, when you talk about independence, right, you know, this is Independence Weekend, right? We fought for our independence in this country. Unfortunately, we have made a lot of people dependent again, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have an education, you are dependent on somebody handing you a welfare check, right? This is what we have done to people, okay? And I say we, I mean the Democrats, folks. I mean the Democrats, okay? Republicans, in some cases, certainly went along with
it. Watched it happen, right?
Watched it happen.
They're an accomplice.
Exactly. They're an accomplice.
Right.
That's right. They're an accomplice because they did nothing to stop it. But, you know, what we've done is we've made people, to a point, beholden to a government handout because they don't have any sort of marketable skills. And that is so sad. We need employees. There are businesses, construction, restaurants.
Right.
I mean, good Lord. Everybody is in dive, you know, truck drivers.
I had some projects going on at my house because I'm getting some work done. These contracts are charging $75 an hour.
Right.
$75. And guess what? There's nobody out there.
Right. They're getting it.
$75 an hour.
So
one third, folks.
Right.
One third of the city of Buffalo is on permanent welfare unemployment.
Right.
And you've got contractors that are able to charge $75, $100 an hour to paint a wall.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
And
they can't figure it out.
No.
Let me say this. Many of them have figured it out. The Clintons have figured it out. They know darn well what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
That's their business, and business is good. The more people that are dependent, right? This EPA rule. Mark Poloncarz comes out and says, oh, my God, the world's getting... Everything's going to stop. Okay, you know what, Mark? Here's what you need to do. Right away, tell the Obamas to move away from the water.
Right.
Because they're going to drown.
Right.
Right? Do you think they're selling their home in Martha's Vineyard? No way. Not a chance.
No.
Not a chance.
In fact, they just installed some really, really, really nice giant propane tanks.
Did they?
To power their home, yeah.
Oh, good.
Speaking of propane tanks, did you see California?
No windmill on the property?
No, not
a windmill to be found
propane.
On that property.
Yeah, no, propane.
Yeah.
Did you see California is now talking about refiring up their coal-fired power plants to avoid blackouts this summer? Because the power companies have said you can have either electric cars or air conditioning, not both. And so suddenly liberals are like, oh my God, what am I going to do? We got to fire them back up again. So good job, California, for you know, you shut down your nuclear plants only to refire up your the dirtiest plants you have in order to continue to gas up your tanks. I saw a picture, which was perfect. Somebody posted online. It was literally a fenced-in diesel generator right in front of the Tesla charging station. So obviously the diesel generator apparently was powering the electric charging station. But hey, man, as long as you liberals feel better, good on you, yeah. Right? As long as you can sleep at night and pat yourselves on the back just thinking that you did something.
You're smart.
No matter that people all over this country are now deciding whether they're going to eat today or put gas in their car to get to work. Oh. No matter. They don't even care. In fact, let me play a quick sound clip here.
I got a video of Joe talking about, well, it's not as bad as everybody else. So
No. Yeah, no, exactly. It's too bad. This is part of the
We are one of the highest nations. We're like number three, I think, in the entire world for inflation.
This is CNN. This is a Biden advisor. This is Brian Deese, okay? This is the quote. This is about the future of the liberal world order, and we have to stand firm when asked this question. Here's the question.
At least he's honest.
Here's a question from CNN.
Sustainable. What do you say to those families who say, listen, we can't afford to pay $4.85 a gallon for months, if not years? This is just not sustainable.
Well, what you heard from the president today was a clear articulation of the stakes. This is about the future of the liberal world order, and we have to stand firm.
So,
too bad.
Too bad. That's right.
That's too bad.
A tough doo-doo.
Too bad.
Suck
for
it
you.
Up. This is about Joe Biden's liberal new world order. And so we have to stand firm.
Now,
guess what?
Now
Brian Deese, he's not paying for his own gas.
No,
you pay for his gas.
Oh, absolutely. Brian has a credit card attached to the federal government that's filling up his car, for sure.
More of those clips on the other side of the break, folks. Stay tuned. You've got the financial guys. If you need us throughout the week, we do manage money for a living. Obviously, times are very volatile. We are a one-stop financial shop. We can help you with a lot of different things. Use our office as a resource. Go to our website, thefinancialguys.com, or you can call the office, 833-FIN-GUYS.
You're listening to The Financial Guys. Here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Alrighty, welcome back. You've got The Financial Guys again, Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas. And again, happy Independence Day weekend. Hope you're enjoying a long weekend with your family. And actually, in the communist state of New York now, I believe we can actually send off fireworks, right? Is that legal now? You can do that here?
Yes. They must be because I see them be for sale everywhere. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think who
let that go through?
Whew. I think they needed the money.
Woo.
They taxed it. Yeah, the money. I know. It's amazing.
Holy
cow.
You know what that's going to do to the environment?
Whew. I don't know. Crazy. Wow. I know. It's so nuts. We were talking before the break about if you're hopeful that this administration, the White House, is trying. They say they're trying to help you. They say they're trying to fix things.
Yeah.
They're not, folks. And every now and again, they let it slip, right? I just played the Biden advisor, Brian Deese, basically saying, hey, this is asked the question by CNN. You know, when what do you tell families out there that are struggling to pay $4.85 a gallon?
It's for the better good.
Well, here's what we tell them. This is for the future of the liberal world order, and we have to stand firm.
Yeah.
So
at least he's honest.
Eat
he's
garbage.
Honest.
Too bad. This is for the your good. And Biden's
I give him credit
thing.
Though. He's not lying. I mean, at least he's not lying because many of them lie.
Yeah.
Many of them are, this is not no liberal world order.
No.
We're doing everything in our power to try to bring this down. We've got a temporary, that's why it's not working, a temporary repeal of a little bit of the gas tax. Now, if you look, by the way, at the gas tax, it's something like 75% of a gallon of gas is actually taxed,
right?
So what they're doing is waiving one of the 50 different regulations that hit that.
I can tell you, they're not using the money for roads. So this, we have to have a gas tax. The gas tax is supposed to go directly to transportation and infrastructure.
Yeah, how's that working out in Erie County,
by
the way?
How come we always need an extra $1 billion then, or whatever? How come we have to have an $800 billion stimulus for, hey, Brian, where's the roads and bridges, Brian? Where are they?
The roads. So I don't know about you
bridges.
Folks.
We have to build these.
I don't know about you folks in Rochester and Syracuse, but I'm assuming it's the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
But in Erie County, by the way, we've got a county executive that says he's doing a bang-up job. He's just wonderful. I'm driving home yesterday from work. Oh, I recorded it and sent it to a group text message. The way they repair the roads is instead of actually repaving the entire road, they'll do like a strip on one side and a strip on the other.
Yeah.
And my guess is they're hoping to come back maybe next year or the year after to be able to finish the middle.
Yeah, the middle strip.
How sad is that? Yeah. Like, that's where we are now in your economy.
That's right.
Record amount of taxes in the state, record amount of regulations, and they can't even pave the darn roads.
Yep.
Like, we've got strips. Strips.
Yeah.
And my road, now it's done by the town, and they're knock on wood, they're supposed to actually do it this year, but they did the squiggly stuff for years.
That's great.
20 years.
I love
the squiggly stuff. And actually, this is a funny story. This was about 3 or 4 years ago. My neighbor was getting some work done, and she's walking her kids at night, and we're talking. She goes, oh, my God, I'm so worried. I said, what happened? She goes, I think my contractor spilled stuff all over the road. I said, what are you talking about? She goes, well, all over our road is these little squiggly lines and stuff. And I said, oh, no, that's them fixing it.
You're not from Buffalo, are you?
She goes, you're kidding me. She goes, this entire time, I thought my contractors spilled stuff on the way out.
No. That's like my story when I was at the DMV the one time, and I think, which has gotten a lot better thanks to Mickey. But this is going back years and years, and you're at the Eastern Hills Mall, right? And the line is out the door, right? And this poor girl walks up behind me. It was like 3:30, and it closes at 4:45. She goes, is this the line? I said, well, kind of. This is the line. To get into the line. Yeah, you got to get in this line. You get a number, then get in line. She goes, no, you're kidding. No.
I wish I was.
She goes, well, how long do you think it's going to take? I'm like, well.
How many days you got?
Yes, right. I mean, it's, you know, probably if we're lucky, you know, we'll get a number in the next 40 minutes, and maybe we'll be seeing the next, 40 after that. She goes, well, what time do they close? I said, 4:45. So we got about an hour and 20 minutes. We may have a chance of making it.
Yeah.
She goes, well, they'll stay open until everyone's served, right? I'm like, I said, where did you just move from? Where did you come from?
From Florida?
Yes, she did. She had just moved to Western New York from someplace and out west. And
here's the good
I'm
news.
Like, well,
here's the good news. In this state, you don't have to work. You can just go on unemployment or welfare,
and
then you can wait in the DMV line
all day long.
By the way,
all kinds of time.
I don't know how DMV is in Rochester and Syracuse, but the DMV is now really good here. Of course, the Democrats, Mickey Kearns has done an incredible job at that DMV. Republican, Democrat, who cares? He has done an amazing job at cleaning that
huge
up.
Difference.
The Democrats are running somebody just to go up against him because there's rumors that he might go up against Mark Polenkaus for county executive. So to make his life miserable, and that's what they do, they put a candidate up. So Melissa Hartman, she changes from a Republican to a Democrat.
Yeah.
I can't think, what would make you go from a Republican to a Democrat at this point? Let's see. I really like the strategy of open borders.
Yeah.
I really like the strategy of defunding the police.
Nah.
That's what I'm going to go for, right?
No, you're just a political
hack.
Is what you are.
Right? Exactly.
They're just going to go wherever I can get elected and wherever I think I. The fact of the matter is that why? So unions are putting her up to what? Take down Mickey so that Mickey gets drained so he can't run for your county.
That's right.
Why? Because Mark's doing such a bang-up job, guys.
Well,
hey, you folks in the union, I mean, I got news for you. You benefit, too, when our economy actually grows.
Right.
Did you know, I just looked at some housing statistics in Western New York. The average house, the average in the country, they're building, I don't know, like 15 new homes per 100,000 or whatever, something like that. Western New York, two.
Yeah.
Not even close, right?
No.
The economic activity of Western New York is flatlined, folks. The only time we have any sort of activity is when it's government money coming in, which ultimately is only temporary because they all fail in the long term anyways. $1 billion for a warehouse for 400 jobs? I mean, again, that's not reviving Western New York. The Tesla plant downtown is not doing what American Axle and General Motors did for Western New York, right? The Tesla plant downtown is not doing what the Ford, stamping plant is doing to employ people here. But you folks at the Ford plant and the GM plant, you union leaders especially, and you folks voting for the union, you benefit too when the community has lower regulation and more growth,
That's right.
You benefit, too, when the kids are educated and could come out of school with an actual marketable skill.
That's right.
We all benefit.
Guess what
we all lose? We all lose when Brian Higgins talks about using $1 billion to create another government mistake to fix the previous government mistake, right? And everyone's going to focus on the Kensington now, right? Because Brian Higgins is going to go get $1 billion from the federal government to fix a mistake that the government government made, because if the government made a mistake the last time, surely they won't make a mistake this time, right?
No, they'll do it right this time.
This time they're going to get it right, because last time they just didn't have the money last time.
The $1 billion spent on that warehouse that's vacant now, just forget all about that.
Folks,
that was,
this is the
Kathy,
honestly,
by the way, Kathy was there. Kathy was the lieutenant governor when that deal went down.
The fact of the matter is that they just – you know, if you really wanted to focus on something, focus on the education system. Focus on the welfare. Focus on fixing those. Focus on the infrastructure. Okay, Brian, you want to build roads and bridges? Start with the Peace Bridge, dude. You just did an interview this week. You talked about all of the – we don't have trade. How to get the trade going back. There's no trade going back. All these COVID restrictions we had in place, a lot of them didn't make sense. That was your party, man.
That's right. That's you.
That was you. Right?
Yeah.
That was you.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
By the way, they're still – you still have to have a COVID test to go over the flow.
You have to have a vaccine passport to get into Canada.
Yeah.
Not just a COVID test. Yeah. You have to have a vaccine passport. So, Brian, don't lecture me here in Western New York. It was your party that pushed it. Yeah. You go talk to your buddy Trudeau, right?
Yeah.
You go talk to the tin pot quasi communist over in Canada. Okay? He's your folks. That's your guy, right?
Yep.
It was – I mean, Brian's – he's talking about Canada.
Those policies if it wasn't for states like Florida, New York would be Canada.
We'd still be masked up in New York.
You'd either be locked in your house at this point, or you would have the – which, by the – all kinds of problems are the vaccine. And they're hiding every bit of it.
Other countries are starting to admit this country.
No.
But Brian's going – he's on the air. He's talking about how we have all this stuff in common with Canada. They share our values.
Yeah.
You know,
they
like
share
beer.
Your values.
We like beer.
They share your maple syrup.
We like maple syrup. Like, we're the same, basically, is what he's saying.
We'll lock you in their house. They'll lock you in your house.
Exactly, right? Look, don't talk to me, Brian. Build a bigger bridge. Go talk to a commie Trudeau over there, you know, and get him to
bridge should have been
stand
done
down,
20
right?
years
what
ago.
What a joke. Anyway.
The economic activity lost from that bridge is...
Let's get back to inflation and Biden.
Where are we with time?
We got about a minute here,
all
2 minutes here.
For
those that think that Joe Biden is trying to actually fix things, folks, this is all intentional. Higher gas prices are on purpose. Food shortages, which are coming, are on purpose.
Yes.
Okay? And I'm going to talk about what they're doing in overseas in a second. They just shut down 30% of the farms in a European country. They just shut down so they can hit their emission goals.
It's really
they're going
normal.
To starve people to death. They're going to starve people to death because they're worried about a fictitious global warming.
You'll be begging for big government if you can't get food.
They know it's fake. They were using it to line their pockets. People will die, and they don't care.
Mm-mm.
They don't care. This is Joe Biden here talking about gas prices. Or inflation, sorry.
Our inflation rates are lower than other nations in the world.
Okay, that's not true.
No.
Not true. In fact, we have one of the highest inflation rates of all the developed countries in the world.
Yep.
Total lie. But this one's even better. Give me that back. I got a better one. This one is this one's good, too. There's one where he talks about this is all on purpose.
By the way, does anybody notice that the food processing plants continue to have planes smashed into them and starting on fire right now?
Yeah,
anybody catching that?
Dutch farmers have now blocked the border between Holland and Germany. Harsh protests in many Dutch cities after politicians' decision to close dozens of farms and cattle ranches to reduce nitrogen by 30-70%. To comply with new European Union regulations on nitrogen pollution. Let me tell you what happens when you shut down 30-70% of your farms and your cattle ranches. You have 30-70% less food, you morons. Right? What don't you understand about this? Nitrogen? I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah.
So this is all on purpose. Let me find this gas one because Biden's out there basically saying, too bad.
Yep.
This is on purpose. It's all intentional. And they don't care, folks. Let me find this here.
Let's take a break. We'll tease it.
Okay, perfect. We'll take a break. We'll tease it there. Listen, folks, we do manage money for a living. We'll talk about the stock market in a little bit and some of the rebalancing we've done. But if you need us throughout the week, not only do we manage money, but we are a one-stop financial shop. We have a Medicare if you're over 65, health insurance if you're not, property, casualty, home, and auto. If you're looking to save money, if you can't afford the gas prices, look to save money on things that are not going to change your lifestyle. Instead of cutting out that dinner, maybe you can lower your cell phone bill or lower your home or your auto policy. So lots of ways to save money. You can give us a call at the office. Again, we are a one-stop financial shop. We can help you with any of your financial needs. You can go to our website at thefinancialguys.com or 833-FIN-GUYS offices in Buffalo, Batavia, Rochester, and soon to be out in Syracuse. Give us a call. We can help.
You're listening to The Financial Guys.
I mean, you want to talk about just smacking you as a taxpayer right in the face.
Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Alrighty, welcome back. You've got The Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas. And again, happy Independence Day weekend. We were talking before the break, kind of all over the board before the break, talking about some of the gas prices, and I was teasing a clip. I'll play the clip in a second here. But for those that think that this administration is trying to
help
do
you.
Anything to help you with lower gas prices.
Not a chance.
This is all intentional, folks. The higher gas prices are intentional. I'm going to play some Jerome Powell quotes as well, who really has no clue and has completely lost the confidence of the investment community when he comes out and says things like, well, we had no idea that spending all kinds of government money would cause inflation.
How do you
really
not know that?
Really? Then you should resign right now, dude. Right. Like, honestly, like, if that you didn't know that.
That's your job. That's your job.
Listen, we were all warning about that for years, especially when you got into COVID and they started to pay people not to go to work.
Here's the
thing, folks. Here's what we did. Think about this in a nutshell, okay? For those that don't understand inflation, and then, or maybe you do a little bit, but you have trouble explaining it to your friends, let me just explain this to you, okay? Here's how inflation works, okay? At the core, inflation is too many dollars chasing too few goods, right? So too many dollars.
Economics 101.
101, right?
Even the liberal professors agreed on that one.
Right? So too much money, too many people, too much money chasing too few goods, not enough to go around, right? What did we do during COVID? Well, we closed down people's businesses, right? We said, you can't go to work. We did things like, we're going to shut down the airline industry training facility. We're going to shut down lifeguard training and things like that, right? So we paid people not to go and produce goods. We said, you can't go produce goods. And then we gave them money. We said, here, you can't. We shut down your company. You can't go produce that widget, okay? You can't go produce that automobile, all right? We shut down your business. Well, GM is closed, right? We're closed. Just 2 weeks to slow the curve.
Yeah.
Right?
No,
that turned about,
not a big
you know,
deal.
That turned about,
weeks.
You know, a couple of months,
2 years.
Right? 2 years, couple months, depending on the business, right? Some businesses were closed for months, right? So we paid you not to, we told you, we shut down your factory. You can't go produce automobiles. Oh, but here's several thousand dollars to go buy a new automobile.
That's right.
Oh, cool. So now I got this money. I'm going to take this money. I'm going to go buy an automobile, in-ground swimming pool, new bicycle. Guess what everybody did? They went out and they bought RVs and all kinds of good stuff. Guess who was making those?
Nobody. That's right.
That's right.
Well,
right?
The ones that are left said, hey, look, if I'm going to stick around here and I'm going to stay at work, I'm certainly not doing this for $15 an hour anymore.
Right.
I need $75 an hour to show up to work.
That's right.
Yeah, because Joe is at home collecting $900 a week
to
do nothing.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And so here we are, folks. Here we are. And we wonder why we have a shortage of, like airlines are getting canceled all over the place, right?
Now, the Chinese, by the way, they just locked people in their house.
That's
so
right.
Well,
they have enough people to
now
go
that,
around. So
I will predict that the Chinese economy, and Paul Meeks has said this, there's a huge economic summit that they put on in the fall. And my guess is the Communist Party, the same Communist Party that locked their people in the house, will unlock them and force them back into the warehouses and into the factories to be able to start to produce stuff. So
if you think that, you know, hope is on the horizon for gas prices.
Fuel is going nowhere.
No.
The only way fuel prices go down is if we increase supply. That is it.
Here's Joe Biden. No, he doesn't care. So when you think, you know, he's doing everything he can. Here's Joe Biden answering a question here somewhere. I'm surprised he can actually even answer the question.
How long is it fair to expect American drivers and drivers around the world to pay that premium for this war?
As long as it takes. So Russia cannot, in fact, defeat Ukraine and move beyond Ukraine.
Well, first of all, that's a lie.
As long as it takes.
But that's a lie. We all know that gas prices were 90% higher.
Yes.
Maybe the last 10% could be attributed to that war.
Mm-hmm.
Easy to fix. This is a very easy fix, by the way. Donald Trump
wins
tomorrow.
They're talking about taking more federal land off of the drilling permitting process.
Well, Obama has been on record saying he wants $7 a gallon.
$8
a gallon, it will force you to buy the roller skate car. Well, now, you won't be able to drive it all the time. It's either air conditioning or a car. You're going to have to make that decision.
Did you hear?
But you will have an electric car.
Former Governor Granholm, when asked the question, well, you should go buy an electric car. I was driving here from Michigan, and I was passing all the gas stations, laughing my way in my $90,000 Tesla that I didn't need to. Oh, you are such kind-hearted, these Democrats are.
Yeah.
They care about the little people. Mm. The little people are really, really suffering.
Oh.
There's a good chunk of – look, before this, 70% of American households were living paycheck to paycheck, okay? We have an economic, financial – education crisis in this country, right? Where we have taught people to go out and get instant gratification, right? If it feels good, just go do it. Whether it's, you know, sexualization of kids or buying that new Tesla with the money that you don't have.
That's right.
As long as
everybody
it feels good to you, this is the society we have created. Not save up and work hard and maybe someday you can afford that Tesla. Yeah. No. You go get it now.
Yeah.
You deserve it now.
And it's
consequences
your,
be damned.
I know you can't read or write. It's not your fault.
Consequences be damned, right? We have a financial literacy and education problem in this country.
And a working problem.
And what happens is when we get any sort of chink in the armor, right? Everything's going hunky-dory as long as you're making your paycheck and you're paying your bills. You're making your paycheck, you're paying your bills. 70%, folks, paycheck comes in, it goes right out the door to bills, right? There's no cushion there, okay? So suddenly when there's a shock to the system, gas prices double. Right, food prices go up 30%. Right, suddenly that money that was going right from your paycheck, right from the bills, it's only covering 70 or 80% of your bills. Right now, and we're in the midst of this crisis.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? Well, you keep. You know what? I'm going to switch that cable bill. I'm going to switch that cell phone bill. I'm going to put. I can't pay that bill anymore.
Yeah, well,
so I'm going to have it go to my credit card.
And guess what? You need.
I'll take care of that later.
You need more government to help. Right,
it's sick.
You need more government to step up and help you get out of this crisis.
Yeah.
That's what you. And by the way, who's getting really hurt here? We talked about this on the podcast this week. The pools in the city of Buffalo are not open. Let's see who is getting hurt by this. Is it the wealthy kids in the city of Buffalo?
I bet you it's those people out in the the Spalding Lake.
Do you think the Spalding Lake kids are really worried about whether the pools are open in the city of Buffalo?
They have bigger cars though. They're driving the SUVs, so they're probably suffering a lot more.
Yeah,
I would think.
That's right. The extra $100 in fuel every week is really crushing them those houses, right? Who's it crushing, folks? It's crushing the very people that they profess to help
every single time.
You know who really needs pools in the city of Buffalo? The poor kids.
That's right.
That's when mom's a crackhead and dad's a sperm donor, you need a pool to get away, right? They don't have it.
Right.
Once again, what an eyesore. I mean, you can't even open the pools.
Right.
One third of the people on welfare or unemployment, and nobody can find a way to get a lifeguard? Really?
Right.
I mean, Democrats, would you wake up? Would you just wake up and say, hey, what we're doing isn't working?
I guarantee you that there are plenty of useless people working in City Hall that could easily
be a lifeguard for
trained to be a lifeguard. At least they could. I'm sure they could probably actually work on a laptop and get their lifeguard stuff done at the same time.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's unreal. It's sad. It really is because, you're right. It's the people that they profess to help that get hurt the most.
The kids that need that getaway the most.
Right. That are supporting to get them off the streets, right? Get them into a structured kind of something, right?
That's right. Get them off.
Give them something to do.
Yeah, for a little bit, they're out swimming and not selling heroin, right?
That's right. Idle hands is the devil's plaything or whatever, right? What was that? What's that saying? It's something like that, right? It's all I know is that busy kids that are busy, that have activities, are typically not getting into trouble,
right?
So if you give kids something that's constructive to do, like a pool, right, or sports, or I tell you what, and this is, you want to give money to a charity.
Wealthy kids in the suburbs, they got their own pools. If they don't, their buddies have pools.
That's right. Yeah. I will say this, though. You want to really help, you know, $1 billion for a bike path, $1 billion. You really want to help. Let me say this. I used to do, I still do, but I used to do a lot more charity work in Western New York, and all regarding the kids. And years ago, when I was way back at Payne Weber, we used to be part of the United Way. Yeah, I did a lot of United Way stuff. And I will tell you what a great organization is in Western New York. It's the Boys and Girls Club of Buffalo. If you want to support an organization, and they didn't ask me to plug them or anything, I'm just saying, you know, and all the things that I reviewed, part of my job was to go volunteer, was to go and review the financials of these agencies, right? I can tell you there was not an agency that did more with less money than the Boys and Girls Club. What a great environment to get kids off the streets, to give them education. They had tutoring programs. They had swipe cards 20 years ago, before swipe cards were even a thing, so they could track the progress of these kids. Well, who was coming? Who was? Oh, Bill didn't show up for a few days. We better reach out to Bill's house and make sure Bill's okay. Mm-hmm. Really, really, I can't say enough good about the Boys and Girls Club of Buffalo in Western New York. That's, if we want to fund something to help the inner city, that's what you fund stuff like that, right? Nobody cares about another bike path, right? Literally, they were talking about, we're going to connect this other bike path, this new walking path.
By
we'll need that when we're all walking, right?
Guess by the way, who is setting up bike paths? Who can do it?
Sure.
Florida.
Right.
Florida.
Right. Right.
Guess what? They've got money. They've got money.
With half the budget.
They've got
money. How is that?
They've got
half the budget.
And their schools are, the schools are way better, way better. The average SAT score now in Florida, something like that, I think they're ranked 7th or 8th. Top 10 for sure.
Right.
And you've got this state in the 30s.
Right. This is WGRZ. More than 500,000 will go to better connect the Niagara Riverwalk to the Empire State Trail. Hmm. Funding will also be used to improve pedestrian crossings.
Yeah, so we,
well,
we have
yippee.
We have roads with holes all over the place that they don't apparently have the money to fix.
Right.
But yeah, we've got more money now for another bike path.
That's right.
But
this was a walking
path. This is prepared.
You got to walk on this.
Yeah. Well, guess what? $8 a gallon. You're going to be walking a lot.
Exactly.
You'll be walking a lot. So.
Unreal. Again, if you have all kinds of excess cash, by all means. When you can't even drive down Worley Avenue without spilling coffee over yourself, that's a problem.
Right.
All right, we got a whole other hour to go, folks. Again, if you need us throughout the week, we're going to talk some money in the next hour. We're going to talk more inflation. I've got more sound clips as well. Again, for those that think that this was accidental, it's not. We'll talk more about that. If you need us throughout the week, folks, 833-FIN-GUYS is our office number. Offices in Buffalo, Batavia, Rochester, 833-FIN-GUYS. Or you can go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. You'll find out all the different things that we do, from wealth management to home and auto to Medicare to retirement and income planning, Social Security analysis. We have certified Social Security claiming strategists, chartered financial analysts, certified financial planners, and much, much more. Go to our website for more information at thefinancialguys.com. All right, whole another hour to go. You've got Mike Lomas and Glenn Wiggle. We are the Financial Guys, and we'll be back right here on the Financial Guys Media Network.
I come from Irish immigrants, black slaves, immigrants from Asia.
It's time to talk money.
The three congressmen you have here, two of them look like they really did play ball, and the other one looks like he could bomb you.
The Financial Guys Radio Show.
Putin may circle Kyiv with tanks, but he'll never gain the hearts and souls of the Iranian people.
Here are the Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Alrighty, welcome back. Hour number two of the Financial Guys. Hope everyone's enjoying a wonderful Independence Day weekend. Just remember what this weekend is all about. I think we forget too often. I think we take for granted. And I think, you know, it's important to remember that up until this country in 1776, every single civilization going back thousands of years, with maybe the exception of the Roman Empire when they elected their own Senate and elected their own people. Outside of that, every single country, civilization, community has been run by dictators. Every one of them. This is the first country on the planet to really, truly have representative government. The ability to elect our elected leaders to lead us, right? The ability for self-governance. This is really the first country in the history of our world, right? I mean, certainly there's history that we don't even know and understand going back thousands and thousands of years, right? But the history of our world, there has never been a free country like the United States of America that had the ability for self-governance. What did that self-governance give us? Well, it gave us the greatest economy that the planet has ever seen.
The greatest opportunity to go from the lowest tax ring to the highest tax ring in the shortest amount of time.
The greatest innovations. Think about the innovations of this country, from the assembly line to the light bulb,
right?
To electricity.
To Microsoft, to Apple computer.
Right?
To,
amazing. Yeah. The internet. I mean, think about what was the last major technological advance out of Europe, right? The crossbow? Right? Was that what else? What do you got, Europe? I mean,
what about
seriously,
China? Nothing.
Right. Well, nothing unless it's stolen from the United States. Yeah. Right. This country and the experiment of self-government gave us the middle class, okay? When they talk about the Republicans destroying the middle class, there was no middle class, okay? Yeah. What the Democrats are doing with the policies that the Democrats have put in place, green energy garbage, okay? This green energy is why we have higher gas prices. This war on fossil fuels, Biden said it himself during the election. And he was asked the question during the primary, the Democrat primary, would you eliminate fossil fuels? Absolutely on day one. And guess what he did his first week? He crushed the Keystone Pipeline construction. Then he took federal drilling permits off of federal land. Then he greenlighted a Russian pipeline while killing ours, right? Everything this administration and the Democrats have done in regards to green energy has hurt the American economy and hurt the American people.
Now, let's see. Is there anywhere in the country has that been tried? Oh, yeah, California. Now, did the middle class grow in California or did it shrink?
Right.
Well, let's see. What grew? Oh, yeah, homeless. Homelessness. Right.
17% homeless in California. The highest gap between the rich and the poor.
Yeah, rich. Okay. By the way, a lot of people got rich.
There's no other state in this country that has a wider gap than California between the rich and the poor. 17% homeless, 20% poverty rates, okay?
17% homeless, and then you look at states like New York and go, well, that's a great idea. Right. Let's do that.
Right.
Let's do that.
Right. Exactly.
Let's do that. On a federal level, the Biden administration now saying, hey, let's do that. 17% homeless rate. Let's do that. Lots of regulations, high taxes, big government. Let's do that. Because that worked out so well for the poor and the middle class in the state of California.
Right. Now, one thing I want to mention, and this is important when it comes to investing in finance, is that the economy, the stock market, is a leading indicator. And I think people make this mistake. Guys, if you think the economy is getting worse, why in the world would you stay invested? Well, guess what? The stock market is already corrected. One of the worst 6 months, one of the worst first halves of a year.
Since 1970.
Since 1970. Yeah. Nice job again, Joe Biden and the Democrats, right? But what's the market telling us? Well, the market's telling us that we're already either in a recession or we're likely going into a recession.
We are
right?
in a recession. By technical.
We'll have the numbers in July.
By definition, we are in a recession, right? Contracting two quarters in a row. Right. We're there.
Yeah, we're close. I mean, we have the second quarter numbers will come out, what, next week, 2 weeks?
I would be shocked if we're not. Right. I would be shocked.
The estimates have gone from slightly positive to zero. So you know that you're probably right. They're probably negative, right? If they're negative, if second quarter GDP comes out negative, then technically we're in a recession, right? There is a definition. It's two quarters of economic contraction. That's the definition of recession, right? Contrary to what CNN tells you, the headline from CNN was why these eight white economists are in charge of telling us when there's a recession. First of all, the fact that they're white, black, or purple makes no difference. Guess what? The economy is the economy. It doesn't recognize color. That's the best thing about free markets, right? It doesn't recognize color. You have no idea in often cases where your supply is coming from, who owns the company, whatever it might be, all kinds of cool stuff. That's the great part about free market capitalism, right? Anyway, what was I going to say now? I lost my train of thought.
Well, I'll tell you, what, from an investment standpoint,
leading indicator.
Got to be very, very, very careful because what people are going to do is they're going to wait around until things get better.
Right.
The stock market will pre-anticipate it.
Exactly.
And I will say, and we continue to say this, now is the time to trade up. You got to look through your portfolios, find stuff that you think is going to be the next leader. Sometimes the last leaders are not the next go-around's leader, so you've got to trade up, as we've been saying, rebalance and take advantage of it. Yep. It's funny. People say, I'm really nervous. What are you nervous about? Well, I'm nervous about big government. So you want to take your money out of stocks and put it where, in a government money market account? Come on, let's think this thing through, right?
Well, the reality of it is that by the time that we get to the third and fourth quarter, the stock market is going to start to anticipate an economic recovery because we probably won't have – demand is too strong right now to go into, I think, too bad of a recession. So the likelihood is that you're going to see a very shallow recession. It's not going to be the end of the world. The stock market's already priced that in, right? At some point, we're going to get a flip in this Congress, most likely in the fall. We're going to get gridlock, which means that we're going to have some, at least no bad legislation, and hopefully we'll get some positives. But even if we have a neutral, I think it would be better than the negative that we're getting from this administration.
Neutral a lot of times does exceptionally well for stocks because at least you know the playing field, right?
Yeah.
Not going to get any major tax increases through, not going to get any major new regulations. You know the rules. Here's the game. Go play it, right? And so oftentimes the stock market will do the best with a divided Congress. Now, to me, I think the biggest failure of the Biden administration is our border. I think the amount of fentanyl that is coming through that border, the number of kids that we've lost to drug overdoses is sickening.
Yeah,
and that's only going to continue to grow unless we secure that border. And you're never going to stop it all. You're never going to stop it all. Because that's what people, the Democrats, well, you're not going to stop it all. No, but we should try.
Right.
we should try.
But inviting people, you know, basically by saying we're going to give you citizenship is, you know, or all sorts of benefits, all sorts of goodies. We're going to transport you different parts of the country. All you're doing is you're encouraging people to come.
We know it's valid.
And it's sad.
We know it's
valid. When you have 50 people in the back of a truck that cooked to death trying to get into this country because of some promise that Democrats are giving them, you're enticing people to come over. It's not right. But just getting back, and I'll wrap up the segment with this. Let's just remember that this Independence Day weekend is important because the independence of this country, the fight against the European, you know, Great Britain at the time, you couldn't beat Great Britain at the time. Great Britain was the world superpower that none other had no equal in the world, right? Until this country said, no more. We are not going to continue to be taxed without representation. We want our independence, and we fought for it. And guess what? It was a very small group of people, 5% maybe of this country.
3%.
3%?
3%.
Fought for our independence.
Yep.
One of those folks was in my family. So, yes, my family actually fought in the Revolutionary War. They fought in the Civil War as well. I have history in my family that goes back a long way.
You probably owe some money, Glenn.
You probably owe me some money, right? It's important, right? It's very important.
At least a trophy.
Give me a participation trophy.
That's right.
At least a trophy. But the thing is, this weekend, folks, this Independence Day weekend, it's not just about, you know, your barbecue, the hot dog, the fireworks, having a good time, drinking beers with your buddies. That's all important, too. Don't get me wrong. Just remember that it's Independence Day weekend for a reason. And the independence of this country, the founding of this country, changed the world.
Brought
so many more people out of poverty. Uplifted the masses of the
Big government didn't do that.
It wasn't
the Mark Poloncarz, the Brian Higgins of the world that made this country great. It was hardworking people taking risks that made this country great.
No, the Mark Poloncarz and the Brian Higgins, those are the grifters. Those are the ones that are the leeches on society, right? Those are the people that don't produce any sort of actual output. They don't provide financial plans. They don't invest people's money to make them wealthier. They don't help people retire with income. They don't do people's taxes.
They're not providing legal advice. They're not making widgets.
They did save
people's lives during COVID.
No, actually, they made it worse. Zero, nothing. There's no economic benefit that a Brian Higgins has done for Western New York or any sort of part of this
country.
Did you
say Fauci's got COVID again for the second time?
Fauci has
four
COVID
booster
again.
Shots. Four shots.
We'll talk about that. All right. We'll come back with Fauci.
Imagine getting a rabies shot. Getting rabies four times.
Twice.
Or twice.
He's got COVID twice in two weeks.
I was just thinking about four rabies shots and getting rabies twice. Didn't work.
Yeah. Give me that. Thank Pfizer. And BioNTech. Unreal. All right. We got to take a very short break. You got the Financial Guys. We'll be right back here on the Financial Guys Media Network.
You're listening to the Financial Guys. Here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Alrighty, welcome back. You've got the Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas. And again, happy Independence Day weekend. Happy 4th of July. And again, remember that this weekend is important for a lot of reasons, okay? And, you know, remind your friends of that as well. And I think, again, we just are so complacent, right? As we watch the last of the World War II, the greatest generation by far, as we watch the last of those folks in their 90s pass away, this younger generation is not being taught the sacrifices that our military and our parents and grandparents and great-grandparents made for the freedom that we enjoy in this country. For some moron liberal to go on TikTok and make a complete idiot of themselves, people fought for that right, right?
That's right.
We don't teach that in school now.
Many of them aren't being taught at all.
No, but what we're teaching,
you got 60% dropout rate in the city.
But we're teaching kids that we're evil. We're teaching kids that this is an evil country. We're teaching kids that the color of your skin is why you should be valued or why you should feel bad about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's so wrong. We should be teaching that America is the greatest country on the planet.
Yep.
And the opportunity to be an American citizen, whether you were born here or you immigrated here legally, the opportunity to be an American citizen is so cherished by people around this world. It's important and it's special. It really is.
And learn a skill so you can actually
be a productive member of society.
That's right. Whether it's, I mean, the city of Buffalo should be full of trade schools.
Uh-huh.
Full of trade schools. Yep. We should be encouraging these kids. Look, maybe it's not right for you to go to be a lawyer or a doctor. That's sure. Okay. But we need plumbers. We need electricians. And you can make a lot of money doing it. It's a good living.
That's right.
You can make a lot of money doing it. You don't necessarily need to go on and get advanced Spanish.
Right.
Or French.
Right.
But, you know, learn a skill, be somebody. Because guess what? We're not going to pay you permanent welfare. That you want to fix this economy? Get them off of welfare.
Well, eventually the money runs out, right? I mean, eventually you get to a point like this where you spend so much money, you give people so much money that you cause inflation.
Yeah.
And when you cause inflation, money's not worth as much anymore.
That's right.
Right? And we'll play – I got more clips to play. But let me play this Fauci clip first. So this is Fauci. Trust the science, Fauci here. He's got COVID not once but twice in the last 2 weeks. He's thanking Pfizer. I heard this commercial. I'm not sure they played it.
He's thanking Pfizer.
There's a commercial that runs. It's, you know, it goes along something like this. Whether it's spring, summer, winter, or fall, it's always a good time to get your booster shot. Brought to you by Pfizer and BioNTech. That literally is a commercial. It's literally a commercial. It's like brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
How have those vaccines worked? Well, we've got a record amount of young people just dropping over dead.
Well, let's check in with Fauci.
Can't figure out why. What's a record amount of kids, 100% supposed healthy kids playing soccer, basketball, falling over dead. Nobody can figure it out, right?
This is Fauci, though.
This is Fauci. So I want you to think about this, folks. If you got
how many
rabies
boosters?
Shot.
What's he on now? Four?
He's got to be on four. Yeah.
Right. Five?
Can you get five?
I don't know.
I know you can get four. I'm sure he's got four.
Okay, so he's on four.
He's got four shots in him, right?
Right.
But I want you to think about this.
And double mask.
If you were worried about rabies and you went out and got four shots,
right?
But then you got rabies twice, you'd probably say the shots didn't work.
Right.
But not with COVID. Not with COVID.
More of it. They just bought more.
And after I finished the 5 days of Paxlovid, I reverted to negative on an antigen test for 3 days in a row. And then on the fourth day, just to be absolutely certain, I tested myself again, and I reverted back to positive by the antigen test.
Oh, no kidding. So the test didn't work.
Sort of what people are referring to as a Paxlovid rebound.
Mm.
And then over the next day or so, I started to feel really poorly, much worse than in the first go around.
Oh, good. What a joke. What a joke. So I get COVID. So I'm Dr. Fauci. I have four booster shots. I wear masks everywhere. I don't
go
near
everywhere.
Anybody.
Well, not everywhere. Just when the cameras are on.
Only when people are watching.
Just when the cameras are
on. But that's when they work.
Yeah.
That's when they work the best.
That's right.
And so I'm out there, right? Now I get COVID. So I take Paxlovid. It gets rid of COVID, which, by the way, is the Pfizer ivermectin, basically,
right? That's right.
I know there's other things. No, it's not. Yeah. There's other things in it. Uh-huh.
Pretty
Okay, sure. It's Pfizer's new Pavlovid. So you take Pavlovid. It gets rid of your COVID right away, except it comes back. It comes back. And they're calling this a rebound,
maybe.
A Paxlovid rebound. And guess what? When it comes back, it's even worse. I had COVID last week. I didn't miss a single appointment. Now, I did them by phone. I didn't go see people. I stayed in my house. I didn't even miss the podcast.
No.
I did last week's podcast, not this week, but the week before podcast. I hosted it, and I had COVID at the time. I coughed a little bit, but I made through, right?
Yeah.
This guy, I felt even worse the second time. You're a moron, Fauci.
We better get a fifth shot together.
Wow.
Wait, can I buy this stuff and be on it forever from Pfizer?
Right.
Oh, that's what we'll do.
Well, the European Union now is saying that's probably not a great idea. The European Union is
many countries are, by the way, refusing to give 4-year-olds a shot, which
God.
Is, I mean... You got to be really something wrong with you to say, I'm going to give my 4-year-old this
shot, lining up.
This test shot that we know there's all kinds of issues with. Do your research. Go interview some people that have been sick from the shot. We've had multiple people on here who are having heart problems from the shot, right?
Yep.
So we've got a 4-year-old that's got a 0% chance of dying. Zero. A 0% chance. Basically a 0% chance from even getting sick from it.
Right.
And you're going to give him a test shot?
This is from the European Union.
No way.
EU regulators are warning that frequent COVID-19 booster shots could adversely affect the immune system and may not be feasible.
No.
The European Medicines Agency says repeat doses every 4 months.
Now, where's CNN with this story?
Weaken people's immune systems. They want more time between booster programs tied to the onset.
Now, some of the lawsuits are finally coming out. We talked about this on our podcast 2 weeks ago, specifically in Canada. Some of the people that have had really, really, really bad go of the shot. And in fact, the one gentleman lost a leg immediately after getting the shot. He had complications. Some of those lawsuits are now hitting, so we'll see where they all go.
Exactly. Yeah, it's no good. I'm looking for the
CNN's going to come out with these stories any day now, by the way. Any day they're going to start to talk about some of these people who were damaged by the shot. And
I'm looking for this clip from the Fed chief, Jerome Powell, where they were joking. It's like, wow, we had no idea inflation would happen this way. Like, seriously, I got to find that clip. It's amazing.
We didn't think by pumping massive amounts of money into the economy that that would cause inflation. By the way, at some point, and here's what we got to be careful about, folks, certain stocks are going to benefit from this. I'm calling it the money illusion. But if you look back at the S&P 500 over the last 80 years, a big chunk of the gain is inflation, right? The prices go up, revenues go up, and the stock is worth more on paper. So you got to be really careful about how you're picking typically in an inflationary environment, stocks will start to price it in the good stocks. Companies are going to get – that's what happens in capitalism. Good stocks are going to figure out a way around this. They're going to figure out a way to benefit from this. Higher wages. Well, certain stocks are going to make a lot of money out of this. Well, you say, how could that be? Well, they're going to hire robots. That's what they're going to do.
Right.
So productivity rates are going to go up. They're not going to pay $20 an hour for somebody to check people out. They're going to have a robot do it. They're not going to pay $25 an hour for a cook. They're going to have a robot do it. They're not going to pay $25 an hour so somebody can take the order. They're going to have a computer do it. Some of the greatest investments might be some of these fast food places because they may be 100% robotic. Or 90, I should say 90% robots. There'll be a tech person overseeing five different ones. They'll be all tied into their computer, and they'll be driving from place to place just to check in on the technology.
That's another great thing about this country.
You will pull into a drive-through, and you will talk to Sally or Joe, and you'll have a conversation, and it will be a computer.
It'll be AI.
Guess what? Guess what they won't be doing? They won't be paying $20 an hour.
You know what else they won't be doing? Probably messing up your order. You know? The thing is, and again, this is one of the great things about this country, right? This is what makes this country so great is free market capitalism, right? The ability for a business, excuse me, or somebody, Paxlovid rebound, excuse me, the ability to invent a robot, a burger cooker, an AI, artificial intelligence, could be a computer system that can take orders, even something as simple as point of sale systems, right? You walk into every single fast food place now, and there are automatic kiosks that you can put your own order in. You can still walk up to the register if you want, or you can put your order in, you can bypass the register completely.
All of
that. At some point, it will be only bypassing the register, right?
And all that system is keeping control. So I order a hamburger. Okay, well, what is it doing? Well, it's not only ordering the hamburger, it's doing my inventory as well.
Right.
And it's telling me that X amount of ground beef is good. That will all be computerized within the next 5 to 6 years.
No doubt.
Well, who's going to benefit from that? I'll tell you what. Some of the people that own some of those stocks are going to benefit from some of that, right?
For sure.
The wealthy, the upper middle class, the folks with a bunch of money in their 401k plans and their IRA accounts, those folks will benefit.
Yep.
Who will get hurt? Well, the poor will get hurt. They'll get more hurt.
Yep, the ones that need those entry-level positions to move up in the ranks to get the work experience that
they need
to be valued employees for
there will be very few. Okay, so we want to unionize a Starbucks. You go right ahead. Starbucks, liberal Starbucks, they'll be the first to first to go computerized.
Well, they already did. Half the people order on their app. They just show up and they pick it up. They walk out.
Yeah, there'll be nobody.
Most of these kids do not have any. They don't order at all. They order on their phone. They don't have to talk to anybody. They walk in, they pick it up, they walk out the door.
Yep. And the next step, it'll be a computer, arm
system. Yep.
Handing that coffee.
That's exactly right.
That latte.
All right, very short break, folks. We'll come back. I found the Jerome Powell clip, so we'll play that and then many more on the other side of this break. If you need us again throughout the week, we do manage money for a living. If you're concerned about the market or just want to come in for a complimentary consultation for us to kick the tires and give you a second opinion, feel free to use us as a resource if you think like us. 833-FIN-GUYS, 833-FIN-GUYS, or thefinancialguys.com. Very short break. You've got the Financial Guys here on the Financial Guys Media Network.
You're listening to the Financial Guys. Now, here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
All right. everybody. Welcome back. You've got the Financial Guys, Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas here on the Financial Guys Media Network. And if you haven't heard our podcast, I'll just put a shameless plug in for that. We're doing podcasts now basically Monday through Friday. So if we're not quite there yet, we will be very shortly. So go to our website, thefinancialguys.com, for information on all the different things that we're doing, not only our podcast, but all different social media and things we're doing in the community. Our TFG Academy is still going on. Never ended, really. I mean, we continue to, you know, provide educational workshops for people in the community, not only in Western New York, but all over New York State and in different parts of the country even. You know, we went virtual for a while. We're back in person and virtual, so giving people the option. All different types of topics, from estate planning to retirement income planning, Social Security planning, even health insurance, and much, much more. So you can look at our website, thefinancialguys.com, for all that information, including our different departments. All right, for the break, we were talking about, you know, inflation, the economy, the gas prices. Again, don't forget, folks, the stock market is a leading indicator. It's already priced in a recession of some magnitude, which we are likely already in. Don't be surprised when the economy gets worse, but the stock market gets better. Mm-hmm. Why do I say that? Well, again, and oftentimes what happens is the economy is a lagging, or this should be, the stock market is a leading indicator, and it begins to pre-anticipate better days. The other thing that happens with the tough economy is certain businesses go out of business, which is actually a positive. And I'm going to steal your pizzeria analysis that you used back in the 2008 crisis, because it was perfect. It's easy for people to understand. And so you figure this small community, let's say a small town, has three pizzerias on these four corners, right? And this small town can support, you know, let's say this small town orders 300 pizzas a week, right? Every week, there's 300 pizzas being made, and roughly each pizzeria is producing 100 of those pizzas. So each pizzeria is doing okay. Well, when gas prices go higher, the recession gets worse, things get more difficult. Is that you?
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. things get, you know, more expensive, and all of a sudden, people can't afford, you know, the economy gets worse. Or they can't afford 300 pizzas anymore. So now they're only ordering 250 pizzas. Well, guess what? One of those three pizzerias is only going to make 50 pizzas. The other two are still making 100. Well, guess what happens to the one that's only making 50? They go out of business. They can't support themselves on 50. But the community is still ordering 250 pizzas. So what happens? The other two pizzerias that are left are now producing 125 pizzas per week. Essentially, their sales have gone up by 25%.
Yep.
So in the stock market game, when it comes to investing, you know, the idea is to, whether you're using mutual funds or whatever, is to be diversified, but make sure that you've got, you know, money managers or analysts that are trying to find those companies that are going to not go out of business, right? Yeah. Stay in business and get bigger. To your point, who's going to win in this economy, right? Well, Walmart, discount retailers are probably going to win. Mm-hmm. Who's going to hurt? Well, there's going to be probably things like restaurants, fine dining, right? Movie theaters, right? All those things that people can very easily cut out of their budget,
yeah,
they're going to, right?
And the sad part is some of them are going to lose, and they're going to go out of business, not because of demand, not that people don't want to go there. It's because they can't hire people.
Right.
And so when you have a restaurant, if you have 50 tables, you need to have 50 tables full. There's a reason why you've got 50 tables. And if you only have 10, not because there's not 50 people willing to come into your restaurant, but because you can only hire enough people to serve those 10, you're just not going to cover the fixed cost.
That's really
sad to see what's going on. Very simple. I want to say it's a simple solution, but this is years in the making for the Democrat Party, right? Mm-hmm. You can't just take people who have zero skills, right? These 60% of the kids coming out of the city of Buffalo don't have a high school education.
They have no marketable skills.
So are they going to be able to go run a cash register? Probably not. Are they going to be able to cook? Probably not, right? This is decades in the making. This is what pushed it over the edge, right? We've always talked about the 50-50, right? When you have more people taking than putting into a society, that's when it starts to crumple. And we're over that. Over COVID, we went over that. We had more people taking than putting in, right?
COVID pushed it right over the edge.
But you have to start, right? You have to start. Same thing with inflation. Okay, is it all Joe Biden's fault? No, it was a global problem. What should we be doing? We should be winning. We should be doing things here in the United States of America to make America better, to lead the world out of this mess. What would that be? How about more supply of fuel so we can get the fuel prices down? Okay, that's one. There's a start. Two, we need more labor. Okay, well, stop paying people unemployment for 26 weeks. Right. And stop, by the way, right. giving them unemployment for anything.
Right. Right.
Oh, my tummy doesn't hurt. I'm just right. going to walk out of my employer's office and not tell them, and I'm going home to sleep for a few hours.
That's right.
We've got to fire you because you're leaving and not telling us. Right. Okay, I'll just sign up for unemployment, and some liberal judge will say, it's okay,
yep.
Billy.
Yep.
You stay home for 26 weeks, and we'll pay you.
Every one of them.
Yeah.
Every one of them. Nobody in New York State gets denied unemployment.
No. Doesn't matter what it is.
Doesn't matter.
You burn down your employer.
I was going to say, you burnt down the place. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, New York. There's easy fixes. They are easy fixes.
They are.
They're easy fixes, yeah. right?
The fuel is a real
easy
fix.
And guess what? Trump was just as responsible. For those that say, wow, you guys are all – no, not the Democrats. When Trump was spending the money, when they put the PPP loans out, when they put all this stimulus out, when they handed people yep. money for doing nothing, here's $1,600, when they extended unemployment, what did we say? Don't do it.
Nope.
Open the economy nope. back up. Yep. That's what we advocated for.
Get Fauci off the stage.
That's right.
If you're going to have Dr. Fauci – get the 300 doctors that
That's
are
right.
standing out your yep. front steps saying, we've got
but
a cure for this.
That.
This
He's
is not going to kill millions of people nope. like they're predicting. Get those. So America got to see both sides of it.
Yep.
And America could have made their own educated decisions a lot like Florida allowed people yeah. to do, which is you do you.
That's right.
And the economy won't get crushed.
And unfortunately, President Trump surrounded himself with several, you know, politicians, slimy swamp people. That said, President Trump, you've got an unlimited checkbook.
Yeah.
You can give as many people as much money as you want, and there won't be any consequences. And here's Glenn and Mike and a whole bunch of other people that had a brain in their head that said, this is going to cause problems. You cannot continue to spend money and tell people not to work without cause. And then they came out and said, well, we think that it's going to be remember that? The inflation is transitory. And you can go back and you can listen to our tapes, folks. If you don't believe us, go back 2 years. They're all on radio. What is it? The Odyssey
app Odyssey
or whatever.
App, yeah.
You go to our website soon. All of our replays and shows will be there on our website as well. You can go back and we're on record, right? You can go back and listen to a show in June. What was it now? June or July now? We're in July 2nd. You can go back last year and listen to July, first week of July. You can go back 2 years and listen to July's show. You can go back to April of 2020 and listen to what Mike and Glenn said. You can go to our social media and you can see we were advocating for opening up the economy. You can see we were absolutely blasting the 2 weeks to slow the curve. You know, and by the way, just like hotels and restaurants need to be full, so do hospitals.
Yeah,
okay?
That's right.
We said that
their
for
businesses.
2 years too. Their businesses too, right? When they all talked about, oh my God, this hospital, it's at 80% capacity. Well, guess what? To be profitable, they need to be at 80% capacity, right?
Yeah.
A restaurant doesn't build a restaurant to be 50% vacant. A hotel doesn't build a new hotel to be 50% vacant. They don't build a new hospital unless they know that hospital is going to be 80% occupied.
Yeah, they go out of business. And
they
hospitals do.
Do
go out of business.
They have a lot of Western New York, in fact.
My favorite prediction, though, out of all the predictions, was the hand sanitizer. They did find 700,000 gallons.
Yeah.
700,000 gallons.
That was unreal.
Of New York State clean hand sanitizer went unused. That's millions of dollars in wasted hand sanitizer.
Unbelievable.
So
unbelievable.
We predicted that one as well. And we did say that they would be left in a warehouse to die.
That's right.
And that's exactly where they are.
Now they're in a field. They're
in a warehouse. The good news is we do have a vacant warehouse for $1 billion on the city of Buffalo, so we'll have plenty of storage for it.
So here's Jerome Powell, you know, at an international conference instilling confidence in nobody.
Mr. Grossman was talking about a gray box. What's your gray box? Is there something that you wish you knew that would help in setting money policy?
Something you wish you knew. This is the Fed chief, folks. This is the chairman.
This is
one
of them. This is one of them. Even the liberal professors. Even the liberal professors at University of Buffalo more money will cause inflation.
I did not like this guy from the day that Trump nominated him. I said he's the wrong guy, and he is by far. Here we go.
Yeah, no, I'd go back to the same thing, really, which is what did we get wrong? And that really was looking at these supply side issues and believing that they would be resolved relatively quickly. And that by that, I mean there were going to be vaccinations. Everyone would get vaccinated.
Yeah.
So the millions of people who dropped out of the labor force would come right back
yep.
in. So wages wouldn't be under such pressure. That didn't happen for a range
which
of reasons.
Which vaccine did you think they were going to come back for, by the
that
way?
That didn't happen for a range of reasons. Let me tell you the biggest
paid
reason.
Them.
You paid them.
You paid them.
That's right. That's exactly right.
You were paying them $900 a week
That's
to stay
right.
at home. $900.
Number one reason, Jerry, yeah. is you paid people $50,000 to do
nothing.
They didn't come. We were surprised.
Yeah.
We were surprised. You know who wasn't surprised? Glenn and Mike weren't surprised,
and,
right?
And
those that are you, our listeners, you out there, you are not surprised either.
No.
Because you listen to Glenn and Mike,
no.
and you listen to Glenn and Mike saying, when you pay people not to work, guess what you get more of? You get more people not working.
And by the way,
shazam!
The states, we spend a lot of time down in Florida. They have way less of a problem hiring.
Oh, yeah.
Still having some issues, by the way. Biggest problem with Florida, by the way, is there's people moving down there to work, but there's a big demand. The restaurants are, the business is good. Right?
That's right.
So the opposite of what's happening here. You go into a restaurant in Western New York, and I was in a restaurant last night. There was about 50 tables, of which there was about 12 occupied,
right.
and they didn't have the staff to handle the 12.
Right.
They didn't.
Right.
Now, I spend a lot of time in Florida. So for these liberals that listen to this and it's a car wreck for you, the restaurants are full there. The biggest problem is they want to expand. They're buying more restaurants. They want to put a wing on, right? You need additional labor to do that.
But outside of that,
a lot less problems.
Florida's terrible. You don't want anything to do with Florida.
No.
Don't go there.
Stay in New York.
It's, DeSantis is a tyrannical lunatic.
Crazy.
In the governor's office.
Crazy.
I mean, all the
their
crazy.
COVID is out of control there.
Yeah, people are
way
dropping
worse.
In the streets and they're lying about it.
Yeah.
You don't want anything to do with Florida. Trust me. You're
people,
good right here.
That's right. Falling right over
here.
In the streets, maskless.
That's right.
Yeah.
Let's hear what Jerry has to say here, and we'll finish up the Federal Reserve chair, and then we'll move on to a break here.
Happen. In addition, the bottlenecks and the shortages haven't been alleviated yet. And then on the back of that comes the new shock in the form of the war.
The war. They love that.
Wasn't something wrong with our models. Because it wasn't
There was no problem. There was no problems until the war. No problem.
Did you hear what he just said, though?
Yeah.
There was no problem with our models.
No.
They were just all wrong.
That's
what he just said.
Yeah.
I swear.
Huh. Sounds a lot like the COVID. Sounds a lot like the COVID models.
It's not
us. Sounds exactly like the CDC and Fauci.
How dare this virus not follow these university models?
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
Remember Fauci? They're like, Dr. Fauci, you said that 2 weeks ago when everybody went back to ball games in Texas that it was going to be a disaster.
I don't know.
And the rates have gone way down. I don't know.
Maybe because
my model
outside.
Wasn't wrong.
I don't know. Maybe,
my model wasn't wrong.
Who knows? Could be because they're outside. We don't know.
Could be.
We don't know.
My model. It could be my model. Remember Georgia when you said, what a tragedy. They went back to living normal in the first state to open.
That's
give
right.
it 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Two
remember
weeks.
That? Just give it
everybody
two weeks.
Forgot about Georgia.
That's right. Just give it 2 weeks.
Yeah, model wasn't wrong.
There's Jerry. There's Jerry again.
And on the back of that comes the new shock in the form of the war. But it wasn't something wrong with our models because it wasn't in the models at all. It was a question of how to assess the persistence of these supply side shocks. And I do think that there'll be, to Augustine's point, there is a lot of work going on to get smarter about the supply side. In the nature of it, though, it was a deep in the tail kind of
what is
of
the
risk,
work that they're doing? Stop that for one
predict.
Second. What is the
None,
work they're doing
None,
to help
zero.
The supply side?
None.
What is going to get people back to work? I'll tell you what's going to stop paying them.
Well,
stop paying them. You want lifeguards in the city of Buffalo?
Yeah.
Stop paying one-third of the people to stay at home and collect unemployment and welfare.
I tell you what else is hurting is the regulations. What you don't realize is a regulatory tax, and I don't mean tax. I mean the additional regulations, the additional paperwork. It's all this layer upon layer of – think about this, and I don't have the clip, but there was – I don't know who it was. One of the administration officials literally out there bragging about the fact that this year alone, year to date – this was March – that year to date, they had already added 100 new regulations to washing machines, right?
There you go.
That's what they did, right?
That'll help get those washing machines to market a lot faster.
That's going to fix the supply side.
And that's a real issue, I'm assuming, with washers. I mean,
that's how you're going to fix the supply side?
I just hope they
They're
go after dryers
every
next.
Industry, right.
I hope they go after dryers.
No, they will.
It's been a real problem. Washers have been causing a lot of problems in this country.
Unbelievable. All right, we got to take a very short break. We got a short segment coming back on the other side.
What
folks.
Possibly? What could you? How in the world could you even come up with 100 regulations? Like if they put you in a room and said, Here's a washer. Yes. We want you to find everything. 100 things.
Oh, yeah. From water usage to emissions to electricity.
What kind of a useless bureaucrat would that be?
Everything. Yeah. It's unbelievable. But again, it doesn't help anybody. It just, you know, no. It's just sad is what it is. All right. If you need to sweat the week, folks, again, we do manage money for a living. We haven't opened up the phone lines today. I don't know what we're going to. I hope you're having a wonderful Independence Day weekend. But if you need us throughout the week, we will be back on Tuesday in the office. Markets are closed Monday for the Independence Day holiday. But you can call us on Tuesday, 833-FIN-GUYS or thefinancialguys.com. All right. One last segment coming up. We'll be right back here on the Financial Guys Media Network.
You're listening to the Financial Guys. Here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
All righty, welcome back. You've got the last segment here, folks, and I don't think we're going to get to the phone lines today. Thank you for all those that tried to get on. We will be back live next week, I promise you. So look for us next week here live on the air. And don't forget about our podcast. Every Wednesday now, we are releasing the Financial Guys podcast by Wednesday afternoon, available on Spotify, iHeartRadio, iTunes, every place you can find quality podcasts, you'll find ours. You can go to our website as well and download it there, thefinancialguys.com. Also, TFG Truth with some incredible guests. We have Mike and Mihailu as well now, and several other podcasts coming online. So soon to be Monday through Friday, 5 days a week, and then on Saturday, 6 days a week with the radio show, you can hear somebody on the Financial Guys team talking about where money meets politics. Again, go to our website for more information at thefinancialguys.com. Couple of last clips to play here. This is probably really good news.
This is good news. Yeah, this is good news. Big announcement this week, folks. This is Vice President Harris on whether her and Joe are going to run in 2024.
Joe Biden is running for re-election, and I will be his ticket mate.
Pretty confident, are you?
Full stop. Full stop.
Full stop.
That's it.
That's it.
Joe Biden.
That's it.
That's it.
Okay, so they took the guy who campaigned from his basement, who couldn't even put a coherent sentence together.
They're going to have to bring out another version of COVID.
Who would not, they're planning on it, would not have actually even won the primary. Bernie Sanders would have won the primary if it not been for, you know, again, just like in Hillary Clinton's case, had it not been for Donna Brazile and CNN literally giving Hillary the debate questions in advance.
She still lost.
And she still lost.
She still lost in the debate. She had the questions.
She had the questions.
She had the questions.
So Bernie Sanders would have been the president, but they stole it from him not once but twice, right? Mm-hmm. Kamala Harris dropped out of the primary with less than 1% approval rating.
Yep.
Nobody, even in the Democrat Party, nobody liked Kamala Harris.
What do you run on, though? What do you run on? So what's the platform? Is, hey, look at, you better off? That's right. Yeah, that's what
that's it.
But does I'm not Trump, Trump $5 a gallon? Does right. I'm not Trump, Trump, you know, I can't afford milk and cookies anymore.
It's the economy. It's all about the economy. It's always been about the economy. So for those that say, well, this abortion ruling, that's going to be a prime. No. No. It's not even in the top 10 for Americans.
Nope.
Because guess what? Americans understand the Americans are not as stupid as the Democrats would like to think that they are, right? Americans know that the Roe versus Wade decision of being overturned doesn't outlaw abortion.
Right.
It simply puts the lawmaking ability
back on the
to the state legislatures where it belongs,
and
right?
You get the right.
You get the vote.
To move, right? Very mobile society. That's what makes
you
it great.
If you want, you can enact a federal law. You can enact federal legislation if you want to grant that right. You can, in fact, you could even put a constitutional amendment, should you choose to, at the federal level, if you want to codify abortion into the law books of the country, right? That's an option. It's got to be fought at the ballot box. It's got to be a debate. It's got to be this is the problem with liberals, right? How do you debate that, right? Because most sane people would say, you know, up until the moment of birth,
right.
There's the vast majority of this country are not okay with late-term abortions.
That's right.
But the problem is Democrats got to push everything to the nth degree, right? It's not enough to be recognized for your pronouns. Now you got to shake your booty in a library in front of a six-year-old, right? Mm-hmm. This is the problem with leftists. It's never enough.
No, they
this
never
is
stop.
Why you, they never
that's,
stop.
That's, by the way, that's why they are successful.
Right.
They you know, don't agree with any of the push that they're doing, right. But they are right. Relentless.
Right.
They are relentless. They do not stop.
This is the way to handle leftists and this is the way to handle the leftist media especially. This is Carrie Lake, who's running for Arizona governor. If I were in Arizona, she would get my vote. This was the absolute best burn I have heard in a long time. She just absolutely destroys this CNN clown. This is great. They approach her as she's walking from a campaign, something or other. She's got a group of people around her.
Hi, Harry.
Hi.
Hi. Nice to see you.
You don't have a mask on anymore. What's going
we're
on?
Do you have a
wow.
minute to
well,
chat?
We're 6 feet apart.
Do you have a minute to chat?
I'll do an interview.
Okay.
As long as it airs on CNN Plus. Does that still exist? Yeah. I didn't think so, because the people don't like what you guys are peddling. It's just propaganda. Thank you.
Wow. That was
as
awesome.
As long as it's on CNN Plus.
Does that still exist? Oh, well, no, it doesn't, does it?
Nobody,
that's right.
Nobody
it went out of
watched
business.
That, right?
Yeah.
Oh
man. Ew. Carrie Lake, Arizona, for Arizona governor. She just, I mean, what? An absolute burn. I'm with a group of people. Do I have a moment to answer your question? Sure I do,
yeah,
right? Sure
that's
I
right.
do.
That's right. And that's exactly the way to handle them.
Yeah.
Stop, you know, giving them your full attention and caring about them. They don't care about you.
No.
They're
going to
take your words out of context.
That's right.
They're not going to listen. They're not going to tell the truth. Don't even give it to them.
That's right.
Yep.
It's nuts. Absolutely nuts.
Yeah. We'll see. I'm waiting for the Trump. My guess is Trump will not declare until after the midterm. So
right.
He's probably going to let the midterm
rumor was that
out.
He was going to say over Independence Day weekend here, but I don't think so. I think
nah.
You're right. I think he's going to let the midterm shake out. I think he will throw his hat in the ring. I think it'll be his primary to lose. I think he'll probably win the primary.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of Republicans that are going to come out of the woodwork in droves, and they're going to say, we can't. He's too polarizing. We have to elect somebody that can win.
Mm.
If we elect Trump, he can't win. Blah, 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 blah. Those are all the rhinos.
Yeah, he
those are the
win.
Folks that need to be ousted from the party, right?
Yeah.
The Mitt Romneys of the world, right? They need to be gone, right? I hate to say it, but there's always been a part of the Republican Party that are just sellouts.
Yes.
I don't know how else to put it. They will sell their soul
for
a
nickel.
I almost
wonder what they have on them. I really
I think,
do. What do they
some,
have on
well, some of it's money. Some
yep.
of it's sex.
Yep.
I really think. When
they,
you look
they
at
were on the Epstein
Maxwell,
plane.
Ghislaine Maxwell, by the way, is now on suicide watch.
Of
right?
course she is.
Ghislaine, you're suicidal. No, I'm not. Oh, but you are.
Oh.
Right? So guess
who's,
what?
Who's
you,
watching her?
You know it's coming.
Is it the same guards?
That's right. It's the same guards.
the same guards that just happened to leave the cell
no,
open?
They're going to take her out, too. You know
why is there duct tape over the cameras?
So
normal.
So our deep state government has been and still is running a child sex trafficking ring because they're using that
yep.
to blackmail other politicians.
That's right.
If you don't see that by now,
how,
it's obvious.
So obvious.
So
oh
obvious.
My gosh.
So if they,
Elon
so
Musk has been
either,
calling this out.
It's either bribes with money, right? Look at Paul Ryan.
Elon Musk, just let the list out.
Right,
what's
right,
the problem?
Right.
What are you hiding?
Paul Ryan was Mr. Conservative,
yep.
right? Mr. Conservative. He was Mr. Balanced Budget. And then all of a sudden,
gone.
He wasn't.
Right.
All of a sudden, he voted for every single continuing spending resolution.
Yep.
Every one of them.
How does that happen?
How did
he turn?
And then he retires. He leaves Congress, right? And suddenly, he's able to buy a $10 million home and put a 10-foot fence around it.
Now, what was
now,
his salary
you
was, in Congress?
See, you made $180,000 a year. You were only there for like 4, 6, 8 years, something like that. You
That's
weren't
right.
there very long.
That's right.
And I guess you were able to amass a fortune What in that time? Well, you should be advising other people now, shouldn't you, on how to amass fortune?
Must have got some of the Pelosi family stock picks.
I guess
that's
so.
Exactly
that's
what
exactly
happened.
What it is.
Right.
So whether it's bribery, whatever, I got to tell you, folks, again, this Independence Day weekend, bigger government means less independence.
Yep.
Bigger
every
government
time.
Means less freedom and less money in your pocket every single time.
Every time it's been played
I don't
played
care
out.
Which party it is, vote for smaller government. Vote for your independence. Vote to keep your freedoms.
That's
right. All I can tell you. All right.
Yep.
That's going to do it for us. If you need us throughout the week, folks, 833-FIN-GUYS or go to our website again, thefinancialguys.com. If you think like us, please feel free to use us as a resource. We'd be happy to help you. On behalf of Mike Lomas, I'm Glenn Wiggle. Have a fantastic Independence Day weekend. We'll hope to see you on Tuesday or Wednesday. Sorry, on the podcast. And have a great weekend, everybody. God bless. All right.